Simon & Schuster Audio presents The School for Good Mothers, a novel by Jasmine Chan, read by Katherine Ho.
One. We have your daughter. It's the first Tuesday in September, the afternoon of her one very bad day, and Frida is trying to stay on the road. On the voicemail, the officer tells her to come to the station immediately. She pauses the message, puts down her phone. It's 2:46 p.m. She meant to get home an hour and a half ago. She pulls onto the first side street off Gray's Ferry and Double Parks. She calls back and begins apologizing, explaining that she lost track of time. Is she okay? The officer says the child is safe. Ma'am, we've been trying to reach you. Frida hangs up and calls Gust. Has to leave a message. He needs to meet her at the station at 11th and Wharton. There's a problem. It's Harriet. Her voice catches. She repeats the officer's promise that their daughter is safe. As she begins driving again, she reminds herself to stay under the speed limit, to avoid running red lights, to breathe. All through Labor Day weekend, she felt frantic. Last Friday and Saturday, she had her usual insomnia, sleeping 2 hours each night. On Sunday, when Gust dropped off Harriet for Frida's 3.5 days of custody, Harriet was in the throes of an ear infection. That night, Frida slept 90 minutes. Last night, an hour. Harriet's crying has been relentless, too big for her body, too loud for the walls of their tiny house to absorb. Frida did what she could. She sang lullabies, rubbed Harriet's chest, gave her extra milk. She laid on the floor next to Harriet's crib, held her impossibly perfect hand through the bars, kissed her knuckles, her fingernails, feeling for the ones that needed to be trimmed, praying for Harriet's eyes to close. The afternoon sun is burning as Frida pulls up to the station, located 2 blocks from her house in an old Italian neighborhood in South Philly. She parks and rushes to the reception desk, asks if the receptionist has seen her daughter, a toddler, 18 months old, half Chinese, half white, big brown eyes, curly dark brown hair with bangs. You must be the mother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?